I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. What better story for Labor Day than one about a labor action that happened right here in our own backyard? Over a month ago, the family-run Market Basket grocery chain fired its longtime CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. The employees, a group seriously loyal to Arthur T., responded by leading a company-wide protest. They picketed and encouraged shoppers to go somewhere else. And guess what? They won. Arthur T. Demoulas is back. The news made Michael Dunleavy a happy man. He runs the Market Basket in Somerville, Massachusetts. Michael says the store today is busy getting back on its feet.
The produce department is completely full. We have every item on the counters now. As far as customers, it's bustling in here right now.
And this is Labor Day. It's a vacation day for most people.
Right.
For you at the office, as it were, how does it feel to be back?
Well, it's great to be back. Labor Day itself, Monday Labor Day, is actually traditionally a pretty busy day in the supermarkets. It's the last day of everyone's summer vacation before school starts. So we were hoping for a busy day, and it's happening.
You know, Michael, one of the reasons our program, The World, is interested in this saga is because Market Basket has a loyal bunch of shoppers, and many of them are immigrants on low incomes. But they can find the things at your store that they could purchase back even in rural areas, back in their home countries. How much do you think these shoppers, these immigrant shoppers, were part of the success of your campaign to get CEO Arthur Demoulas back?
Well, it was a grassroots effort, you know, right from the bottom up. And this part of Somerville, well, the whole city of Somerville, is like a boiling pot of all kind of immigrant families. And we try to, to cater to as many as we can, if not all. And, you know, we've made phone calls and got the same products we always were able to get, and hopefully that brings them all back.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the company will be able to continue keeping that familiar inventory for those immigrant shoppers and keeping prices low?
Yes, I really believe so.
Your store took a pretty big hit, though. I mean, the labor action lasted a good month. At one point, you had told us that weekly sales were down 90%, 90%. How long will it take for you guys to rebound?
I think by the end of this week, we should be back to almost 100%.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, everybody's jumped in feet first.
Do you think the whole 4 weeks, this labor action, do you think it was all worth it?
Oh, it definitely was. This is much better than what what could have happened, and that would have been deadly.
Yeah, and so what could have happened? What was the worst-case scenario?
Worst-case scenario, they closed doors or sold to another company, and anything like that, it just wouldn't have been the same. The benefits would have been changed. Pay structures would have been changed. You know, everything that we've always worked for and been treated well by Arthur T. Demoulas probably would have went down the drain.
Yeah, it was a pretty dramatic labor action. It even made international headlines in the pages of the Guardian newspaper in the UK. Why do you think it had this resonance around the globe?
Well, it's probably something that's never really happened before. Usually it's companies trying to get rid of their CEO, and I think we're one of the first companies ever to try to bring our CEO back. It's unprecedented.
So what do you think are the big lessons for people around the globe from the Market Basket saga?
Well, I think if you're treated well by your CEO and it's someone you want to keep to run your company and it's running great, by all means, fight for them. If somehow or another the board of directors or however the structure of the company is set up tries to eliminate them, stand straight up and raise your hand and fight for what you think's right.
So on this Labor Day, Michael Dunleavy, what are your hours?
Today we're open normal hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
What time do you get to go home?
Myself, when the job's done. Usually around 5 o'clock, but if it takes a little longer today, we will.
Michael Dunleavy, the store manager at the Market Basket in Somerville, Massachusetts. Great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.